This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Wednesday, December 17, year of our Lord 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it is 9:15 a.m. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America, the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to our friend John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group. Veterans we've lost this year, but salute today, thanks to John. Anthony Petrucci, Exeter. Anthony Salerno, Exeter. Steven Simonich, Oliphant. Norman Williams, Mahanoy City, Hazleton. Anthony Boccolini, Frederick, Maryland, but he was from Taylor. Ralph Evans, Mifflinville. And Charles Shea, a Native American who settled in France after his amazing feats of World War II. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time, the founding fathers understood that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and yes, freedom of the press, no matter how they use it, because we're free to ignore them. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, with that essential preamble dispensed with, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will indeed provide a sanctuary of sanity for all who listen for the balance of this morning. And we need it. We need it more than ever. So, I've got a bunch of things to go through today. Really, almost a five to follow. So much going on, and this is not the norm. This is not the norm in the news cycle that things keep happening and happening and happening. We're in extraordinary times. We truly are. Rob Reiner's son appears to be the murderer in that horrific killing in Los Angeles. The murders of Jews in Australia celebrating Hanukkah, the first day of Hanukkah. What's the reaction? Gun control. The country that has the most gun control maybe on the planet. Certainly the only democracy that has that level of gun control. So the lie continues with the left that happens to control Australia right now. A terror plot. Left-wing Palestinian leaning fools planning to hit a number of spots in Los Angeles New Year's Eve. Paris, because of Islamist migrants who are savagely running that country and many other in Europe. They've canceled New Year's Eve celebrations. Christmas market and Christmas celebration, one after another in Europe, being disrupted by Islamists. And then there is no aftermath. Trump's disgraceful post regarding the Reiner killings doesn't change my mind. The policies are what matter. We know what we know. We get some of this aggravation. And now this is day three of the Biden hometown hero sign fiasco. Now, this is the guy, the most popular presidential campaign candidate ever. That's that they tell us. He can't even raise money for his library. A sickening, corrupt disgrace who did more damage to our country than anyone after the Civil War. That awful. And the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association hung a sign for him, which is designed and meant and intended for veterans. He is not a veteran. This Brown case, you watch these press conferences, you watch the mayor, you watch the president of the university, and you say, this is DEI and left-wing incompetence, lack of security, and are they covering up for someone of their ilk? An Islamist? A trans person? What are they doing? Was it a targeted killing? Why have we not heard from people who were in the classroom? Because we keep hearing, and I'm not saying it happened, the call of Allahu Akbar. The Islamists cry before they do something extraordinarily damaging. And a young, beautiful girl's dead, and another, and others injured. And all of the DEI, all the wokeness is catching up to Brown University, and I hope they get hammered for it. They're a disgrace. Same thing with Providence. This mayor, holy cripes. The police chief, phew, absolute joke. And then finally, Donald Trump's going to do a primetime speech tonight. And again, always stepping on it. Well, he hasn't with under Susan Wiles. Although the funny part is, the same week, and maybe it's not a coincidence, the same week that Donald Trump steps on his the rake, so does Susan Wiles. Giving, just why? Why would you give an interview to Vanity Fair? You know what they want to do. I guess you get caught up in things. I don't know. You get caught up in, hey, I want to be popular. I don't know what happens. So Susie Wiles was the one who was keeping Trump under control. And she's talking to Vanity Fair, so she's not under control. And Donald Trump drops a big turd regarding the... a lot of people saying, hey, they deserve it. And I know all the things Rob Reiner said. He was an ass. He was a fool. He was a liar. He had Trump derangement syndrome as bad as anybody. All of that. But my response to people saying, well, they did this, they just said this. Yeah, they did. But we're better than them. We're way better than them. And we're supposed to prove it. It's our duty to prove it. Because remember, the people who have TDS, the people who are devoted to destroying the country as it was founded, the people who just hate Trump and will vote for anybody but Trump, they don't care if they're destroying the country. We do. We're better than them. So be better. So what? I mean, so they said that about me, so I got to say this about them. Stop. Stop yourself right there. Check yourself right there. No, we've got to be better than them. You can be harsh, but at the right time, for the right reason. It doesn't shake my faith in Trump. I knew what I was getting. I knew what I was getting 8 years ago. 8 years ago. What is this? It's longer. 10 years ago when he came down the escalator. We are better than them. Let us keep proving it. Because the people who make the difference in elections are watching. Not closely, but they're watching. We'll take a break, a little history, a little music, and then we'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. And, well, it's Wednesday. Amazingly, we're headed towards the weekend already. That means we have to start thinking Basiliga Hospitality Group. Three amazing bar restaurants. I love them all. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. The Far Street Tavern, a reimagined neighborhood bar in the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Your jaw will drop when you walk in there. Great food service, all of that. Fine dining, yep. Most beautiful restaurant in Northeast Pennsylvania, Terra 519. Service extraordinaire. Food, outstanding. Drinks, cocktails, wow. Ditto, Stegmaier Mansion in an old world atmosphere. You're going to love it, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Anthony Petrucci. He was 77 when we lost him December 7th. He was from Exeter. Born in Pittston, graduate of Exeter High School, 1965. He went on to attend Wilkes-Barre Business College. He served all of us in the United States Army Reserves, 402nd. He worked in his family business, Modern Market, and later at Sunshine Markets in Wilkes-Barre. He was a member and president of the Exeter Lions Club, president of the Exeter Little League, and president of the Ammonon Country Club, where he spent his leisure time. So proud to have his grandchildren as part of his foursome. Anthony is survived by his beloved wife of 56 years, Mildred Frusciante Petrucci. His son, William, and those grandchildren. Anthony Petrucci. Anthony Salerno. We lost him December 4th. He was 77 as well. He was also from Exeter. Born in West Pittston. Tony was a graduate of West Pittston High School, where he excelled in basketball and football. Early in life, he coached basketball for Wyoming Valley West. A proud military veteran serving all of us in the Army National Guard from 1970 to 1976. Prior to retirement in 2010, he'd been employed as a computer programmer for many years in the Amtrak Police Department. After retiring, he enjoyed cooking and baking for his family. Tony was a member of St. Ignatius of Loyola Parish, Kingston. Tragically, preceded in death by his daughters, Melissa and Allison, and by his son, Anthony. He is survived by his wife of 53 years, Shirley Volker Salerno, and by his grandchildren, a sister, and other family members. Anthony Salerno. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast a little better from our meteorologist friend Joe Snedeker. Today, a mix of clouds and sun, mild, 42 degrees. We're already at 35 outside the studios. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 28. Thursday, breaks of sun and clouds, rain developing by evening, 45. Friday, cloudy and windy with rain in the morning. High temperatures falling, though, through the 30s. So we got a couple of days of relief, I guess you would call it. It is nice. Like, I took Chauncey for a couple of walks yesterday. I wasn't going out. And by the way, he'll just stop. He just stops and lays down if he doesn't want to continue walking. And he doesn't like the cold. So we let him out in the backyard, and he does whatever he's got to do. We go clean it up, and, you know, it's easier. But I like he's got to get out there. He is torturing my son Bobby's English Bulldog. He's just got to be on top of him all the time. Trying to play, and the other poor bulldog is much smaller, and he's 10 years old. But Chauncey, just relentless torturer. Andy Williams. Always loved him. I used to watch his show as a kid. He had a network show, which was a big deal back then. It's the most wonderful time of the year, Murph says, 1963. Hey, let's go right to Luciano. Hi, Luciano. How are you?
Thank you. I'm always great at this present moment. Thank the good Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy to hear that, my friend.
Can I say that? Because some people get offended by that name. But anyway, I could care less. Yes, he's my Lord.
We don't get offended by anything here.
Yes, Bob, I had a question to the call screener, and he understood me, but let me try to make sense of what I said.
Well, he's a bulldog. Talking. You have to understand that.
No, I'm not going to criticize it, brother.
No, he's a bulldog. That's not a criticism. That's a fact.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. I was talking to two black gentlemen, and they told me, I said, you're that guy that talks on News Talk WIOK. I said, well, I didn't know how to respond. I said, how do you think about the migrant situation and the Somali situation in this country? They put their thumbs down. They said that we are not supporting. I'm talking loud because I couldn't believe it. I said, why don't you call Bob? They said, we listen to the brother. And they were saying, and this is what white people need to know this. Well, black people are offended that they think that the black African-American community is in favor of this mass illegal Somali invasion. They absolutely opposed to what
they're
has happened
getting
to
screwed
this country.
The most. The African Americans are getting screwed the most with the Biden open border policy.
And they say also, they said also that one guy is Lenny, a Catholic brother. He said we're offended by the liberal media has a lot of these white women. I love white women affectionately because they're God's creatures. They said we despise, we resent, we are hostile to the liberal media perpetrating, having white people speaking for us, thinking that we support this mass Somali invasion in Minnesota and this illegal invasion. We're absolutely opposed to that. And they gave me thumbs up on you, Bob. And I said, why don't you call Bob? He said, no, we just like to listen to him. So American, the listeners are listening to you, whether you know it or not, of all races, colors, creeds, and lifestyle. They absolutely listen to WIK. And you don't, and Bob, isn't it true? I heard it on a news talk radio station a few years ago. Your program is based on callers and listeners, and you have like a report card that judges you how your ratings are and all that good stuff. Is this true or not, Bob?
Yeah, no, there's ratings. They're outstanding. Yeah, we have a big audience. We're very proud of it. It's always growing. And it's a large dysfunctional family, but it's a great family. It's great. Look at, I come in and hang around with you guys every day. That's how I look at it. And I love
credit.
That you guys
you
hang around
credit.
With me.
And you give us credit. You give callers this credit. We're not stupid, ignorant, uneducated fools, Bob. You know that
oh,
you give us
so
credit.
Much
That's
from
what
this
I love
audience.
About you.
I learn so much from this audience every day. I really do.
Okay, Bob. I'm going to let you go to after January. Have a good pleasant Christmas with you and your family.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
Bye-bye.
Right, our man Luciano. Merry Christmas. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Cat Matthews. Yeah, he's from right here. I mean, outstanding. Snow on a Christmas morning. Bob Cadaro back with you on the Upon Us program. Just a reminder, we state facts here. We tell the truth. We live in reality. And we try to spread that to the audience. Because it's pretty important that we all live in the fact, truth, and reality. And we explain it over and over and over again, sometimes impatiently, but mostly patiently. And we call balls and strikes. And most people appreciate that. So we're here for anybody that wants to be open-minded to fact, truth, and reality. You may not agree with all of my conclusions, but some of them are inescapable. Well, just like, for example, the greatness of our veterans and the fact that Joe Biden is not a veteran. And he's now got a veterans banner, which has got to come down. Has to. Absolutely has to. Well, my Picardo jeweler's watching. You got to stop at Picardo's this season. Just to get in the Christmas spirit, never mind if you buy anything. But buy something. It's 9:50 on the nose. Elvis Presley and the Jordanaires, Blue Christmas, Murph says, 1957. That's one of my favorites. Bob Cadero back with you on the eponymous program. Let's go right to Joe from Berwick. Hi, Joe. How are you?
The battery has been for some years. And come out.
Joe, do we have you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Bob. I was listening. Sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, Bob, one of the reasons I called was because there was a story I wanted to share with you and the other Rob, and I missed my chance with him yesterday. It was about a veteran who I met, and the reason I met him is because I was working for a man, and he asked me to do work on a very tiny apartment up above his garage. And what I found out was a family was going to move in there, and this guy was a Marine combat veteran who suffered a bout of PTSD and was suicidal at one time. And his wife made the decision, you know, to move the family, you know, back home with it, to live with family above this garage in this little apartment, try to get away from everything and get things right. Well, this was a story that went on for about 2 years. And I felt so bad for him. You've seen this stare with people in prisons, like people who are on heavy medications and they're just sitting there in that, you know, zoned out type of state.
Yeah.
And I walked in once and I saw the man in that kind of condition. And then there's his wife with two children trying to keep everything together. And she had to take on a job because their finances were a mess, and he couldn't work.
How old of a guy is he?
I'm thinking he was in his 40s, from what I remember, maybe late 30s, early 40s. He had two like very young teenage kids. Well, you know, this situation, like I said, went on for about 2 years, and this guy was actually an administrator in my son-in-law's school. My son-in-law knew who the guy was. And when I told him, you know, the state that I had found the man in, he said, that's unbelievable. He goes, that doesn't sound like him at all.
Yeah.
Well, eventually what happened is one day they moved out. They went to Florida. I guess through his contacts at the VA, somebody said to him, hey, you know, there's a teaching position at a school in Florida for military kids. He goes, you more than qualify. He said, would you like to try the job? And they went down there, and they've been there for, you know, over a year now. And they said the I still work for the family, and they said the transformation was incredible. They said he's back to his old self.
That's great.
And they said one of the things that is also part of the story is he got a rescue dog, a lab, but as they often say, you know, who rescued who?
Yeah.
And they say just the transformation in this man, and he's it's like it never happened. He's back to his old self, and you know, just very, very good story.
That's a good feel good story, particularly at this time of year. I'm happy to hear that. Because PTSD is real, and it was covered up and ignored, you know, for our friends and others, relatives who went through World War II, certainly World War I, and they just had to live with it. They just had to deal with it, and didn't always do so very well. But that's happy to hear that story. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
Yep. Thank you, Bob. Take care.
All right. We got to go because it's time for the news. It's 10 o'clock on my Picardo Jewelers watch. Let's hear from the news from Brian Hughes. We'll come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.